Now we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with our guests from Pottawatomie County today, Commissioner Greg Riott and County Planner Stephen Metzger. We have a phone call here, so we're going to go back to the phone lines, and we'll get an update here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, this is Steve, and on these public hearings and the informational meetings on these solar farms, will there be any consideration to have these meetings in the most likely affected area, the Waumego, St. Mary's area, and also on these solar farm regulations? Can you walk me through now, will the Planning Commission make a recommendation to the county commissioners? In other words, will the county commissioners have the final say on these regulations? And will that be by a simple majority or a 3-0 vote? That's all the questions I have. Thank you.
I'll take part one of that, Steve. And good morning, Steve. Steve's attends a lot of our meetings, and good to hear from him. And again, we're not in session, and I'm one-third without the other two, but we should have the meetings. When visiting with the solar folks, they've identified an area of interest, you know, between like St. Mary's and maybe west of Waumego a little bit. So I think what was talked about was having an informational meeting at St. Mary's and then one at Waumego. And that's the right thing to do, is to target the areas where it's going to be. Stephen, on the second part of this question?
Steve's right. It'll go to Planning Commission for the public hearing. Planning Commission will make a recommendation, whether for or against, and then the County Commission will have the final say. It'll be by simple majority what they choose to do. There's a 3-0 vote only comes into play if there's a protest, and because these are zoning regulations and not a specific zoning change, there is no opportunity to provide that protest in state statute. So it'll be a simple majority if whatever county commission decides to do.
Okay. Well, thank you, Steve. Good to talk to you here. I recognize Steve. I've been up there a few times and chatted with him. He's a good guy. We move on here on the program, and you know, the legislature started its session here earlier this month, and I know that this time of year we usually ask our elected officials if there's any legislative matters they're keeping an eye on down in Topeka, and just wanted to real quick maybe get an idea of things that Pottawatomie County is kind of in the loop on. Greg, if you have any.
Not really. That's been brought to our attention. I know there's been some changes on the budgetings, last year that will be taken into account this year. But, other than that, I'm not really aware of anything that's dramatic or going to affect us in a great way.
Okay. I know there's one thing we kind of heard a little bit on last week from the Riley County perspective. Of course, they don't have elected sheriff there. But there is a House concurrent resolution being considered. It's in committee still, I believe, to require elected sheriffs rather than appointed. I guess there's some counties in Kansas that have switched from elected to appointed. You served as the former sheriff in Pottawatomie County, and I was just curious, what your thoughts are on that, if you have any, and it wouldn't change anything in Pottawatomie County. But, what's the advantage of elected versus appointed sheriffs?
I think your local government, your government that's closest to the people. And I think an election, that's a tough thing to do. I was really blessed and fortunate to have such a good county to work in. I got elected 5 times, and I was challenged once. And even though it's a humbling experience to go through an election, and it also gets you out there and you have an opportunity to talk to the people, find out what's going on. And I'm for it. I've not been asked about it. This is the very first time. I've heard you know, talked that that might be coming, but again, nobody's really asked me about it until now. Riley County has a fine police department, and you know, my personal feelings are no slight on them whatsoever. But I do believe in our election process and think it's a good way to do stuff. I know for sure if you don't do your job, the voters will get rid of you in a local election. Maybe not in a national, but certainly in a local, it works that way.
Yeah. Well, it is interesting. Would you, and I don't think this has been discussed or anything, but you said you were elected five times as the sheriff. Is that, do you think there should be a limit on terms for positions like that?
I think it's a heck of a good discussion. And, you know, I don't have a yes or no. I go back to, again, how fortunate I was to have such a good county to have been sheriff in. I couldn't have asked for a better place to have, you know, had my career. I think there's pros and cons for both. I think it's something that could be discussed without a doubt.
All right, fair enough. I appreciate the input there. Again, it's 9:44, coming up on 9:45 here, News Radio KMAN. Of course, that if that does get through the committee, that would exempt Riley County from it, at least we think here at this point. So, of course, they have the law board that governs the police department in Riley County. We will step aside, take our final break of the program, and we'll come back. Yeah, final segment with Greg Riott and Stephen Metzger here from Pottawatomie County on KMAN.